The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
And so to this email I was telling you about. It begins, Dear Ryan, I'm writing this to you as yet another family tragedy occurs on a farm in Ireland. This country has had a long history of feuds, fighting and deaths over land and inheritance. And some people may not understand how someone could kill their brother or their mother or father over land. Whereas I'm one of the people who, while no one could condone this, I can certainly understand what causes it. I grew up working very hard, but also very happily on my family farm. I worked on the farm along with my father and brother after school or before school, every weekend, all the school holidays. I wasn't brought to swimming lessons or football training like other boys in my area because in our family, the farm came first. But I didn't mind. I knew no different and I truly loved farming. The outdoor lifestyle, working with animals and running your own family business. My parents, myself and my brother, worked hard to expand and develop it into a thriving business, buying more land as it became available in our locality. And I was reasonably bright in school, but was never overly encouraged by my parents to study hard, as it was a given that I would continue to work on the family farm. When we were teenagers, my older brother decided that he did not want to work on the farm, but wanted to go away to college. And I was all set to go to do a farming course. And this is where the injustice started. At the last minute, my brother decided that being away from home and studying hard was not all it was cracked up to be. He said he was not going to college and wanted to stay at home. My parents felt that the farm was not big enough for two brothers to make a good living. So after much fighting and tears, I was forced against my will to move away to go to college and get a job. I have never gotten over this. It has haunted me all my life. I have been in dark places thinking about the fact that I was cheated out of my dream job and lifestyle by my own family for whom I worked hard all my life growing up. You cannot understand the pain of feeling like you are second best. My parents show little interest in my life, which my counsellor suggested may be their way of dealing with their guilt for what happened when they chose my brother over me because he is older and changed his mind at the last minute. It's not just the fact that my brother was handed our family business, the family home worth several million euro too. It's not just that the farm gives him an income that is multiples of what I earn in my so-called good job. It's not just that he is so wealthy and that he has a thriving business to hand down to his children. It's actually mainly the hurt that runs very, very deep that they chose him over me. It is made even more cruel by the fact that my young son is passionate about farming and now he, like me, has to look at his cousins who have all the livestock, all the machinery, farmhouse, the big farm being handed to them while he looks on in envy. I still have a dream to farm, to buy a small farm for myself and my son, but when you do not inherit this, it's almost impossible to save enough money after paying tax, mortgage and living to save enough to buy even a small farm. And people who inherit farms have no realisation of how lucky they are. I did a quick sum that if I was to try to buy what my brother was given, it would take me 10 lifetimes to save it. 10 lifetimes, and that's around 700 years. So yet he actually is so arrogant to think he has earned it in half a lifetime. So I can understand these family tragedies because I've had those feelings. I have contemplated taking my life on very dark days. The feelings of hurt and anger at the injustice are so strong that I can see why those tragedies happen, where the person wronged feels that they should pay for what they did. If it wasn't for wanting to be here for my wife and kids and the help I get from ongoing counselling, this could be our story. And it's taken me a long time to forgive my parents and my brother, but it is the only way I could continue to stay alive and to look at them every day, working the land, driving the tractors and jeep, living out the life that I so desperately wanted and still want for me and now for my son. It hurts to see my brother bringing his sons out on the farm with him every day, spending time with them and teaching them all I learned growing up on that farm while I'm stuck in an office job that I hate. I don't have this precious time with my son. I'm working hard to try to buy him a small farm, but it takes decades to do this when it's not given to you. Farming families need to take a long, hard look at how they divide up their farm. It's okay if one son doesn't want to farm, but when two or more desperately want to continue to farm and they decide to pick one, usually the oldest, then why should they expect peace? My family don't know how I feel because I cover it up, but it has eaten me up inside with feelings of sadness, anger, and bitterness, and the only way I could cope was to forgive them. It doesn't mean what they did was okay, it wasn't. So, For the people who wonder how these tragedies happen, I don't wonder that. What I wonder is, how do they not happen more often? I wish to remain anonymous, but I'm happy for you to read out my letter, as I think it's an issue that affects lots of people in rural Ireland and serves as an explanation to non-farming people who listen to your show. And it's a signed letter from an angry person about the land. And I think that's a letter that will resonate with a lot of you listening this morning. We'd be more than happy to hear your thoughts on it to ryan@rte.ie for a longer reflection, but if a shorter one, by text to 51551.